Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Daisy, you want to talk to us about lesbian ponies?
Absolutely. So I was wondering if I should have a new weekly segment called The Gays Are Taking Over Children's Television.
I think...
Yeah?
I think that could really push some people over the edge, but they're probably not listening to us, so I reckon
That's
you could
okay.
get away with it.
And we could have like a jaunty little tune as I announce it. So a couple weeks ago, I think you were away. I was talking about the...
No, Arthur?
Arthur, yes, you were here. I just block you out. So there was Mr. Ratburn got married to a man, which was great. And now the latest TV show to be taken over by the gays is My Little Pony.
Now, let's cut to the chase. Pretty inherently gay show from memory.
Oh, so gay.
Rainbows and... long hair. These are the things that are gay, clearly, in my brain.
Just very, very camp, though.
Colourful.
In fact, what was that thing the other week where camp was the theme and the red carpet?
Met Gala.
Yeah, someone should have just gone as a My Little Pony. They would have nailed it. Nailed the topic. Anyway, so they've got two lesbian aunts that have been introduced, which is really cute. The aunt of a young pony named Scootaloo. I just really wanted to say Scootaloo on radio. It was the whole point of this story. But I do think my new segment will be amazing. yeah, cute aunts, hey? Maybe they don't have, like, IVF for lesbian ponies yet, but I'm sure they're working on that. And they can have some babies themselves.
Took me a while to realise where you're going with that.
You're like, what? You and your girlfriend are going to give birth to ponies? Yes.
And now, as a friend of a very femme lesbian, Ella, who comes in and does monthly lesbian news sometimes, so she has a job at the moment. So if
sometimes. Monthly is a loose measurement of time.
Monthly's loose, but lesbian's strong. And she presents as a femme lesbian. For people who don't know what that means, that's pretty much how lesbians are represented in Hollywood. Long hair.
All the
long
famous ones
hair.
You've seen apart from Alan. Those ones.
Yeah, not Lea Delaric. But how do the auntie ponies present? I assume they've got beautiful long hair like all the ponies.
Oh, no. Okay. So they're pretty femme, but one does have short hair.
Cute.
Which is really cute. That must be the one that wears the pants. Get it? Get it? Don't you hate that so much? Sorry. And someone had to do it. But yeah, and the other one's pretty femme. She's got earrings on. They're both pretty glam. They've both got a lot of eye makeup on because, of course, it's My Little Pony Land. And also the not-so-femme one is wearing a backpack. That's my favourite part.
Now, that's extremely lesbian.
That's super les.
You've got to be ready for anything.
In fact, in Tales of the City, Alan Page wears a backpack for the entire thing. Like, every scene, even the sex scene, she's wearing a backpack. Apparently, it's part of our uniform now.
The weather can change on a dime. In Dalesford.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to need to pull out an extra flan, you know?
We're the Bloody Marys. You're on Joy this morning. You're joined with Daisy and Greta.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.